Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It just goes to show, this is why we don't worry about anything. We've had so many lessons these 2-3 weeks. But like, who's gonna win it for us?
Everybody.
Everyone's getting a game ball for this one. Yes, we are 3-0, which was not the goals that we set out, but it's all we can control right now. Okay, so let's get back to work tomorrow, but enjoy it tonight. This was a special one, fellas. They all said you couldn't, and you did.
Okay. Hey, quick turnaround, Coach said it. We celebrate this win quick tonight. Our goals are bigger than just beating Bills. You know what I'm saying? We know where we want to go. This was just a step to where we want to go. That's how we compete. Let's go. Fans on three. 1, 2, 3.
Miami has a Dolphins, the greatest football team. We take the ball from goal to goal like no one's ever seen.
All right, Joe, we're going to head out to the Toilet of Hollywood hotline right now and talk to the NFL director for Pro Football Network, our buddy Adam Beasley, going to join us here for a couple minutes. Adam, just like we all thought, 3-0 Miami Dolphins going into Thursday night football, right?
Obviously. I mean, who didn't have that start?
Yeah. Yeah, of course. Yeah. Adam, where do these two games the last 2 weeks rank? You've been covering this team a long time. I've never seen anything like it. The last two games over the last 18 years, they're by themselves for me. What about for you?
Yeah, last week was the most surprising because of where they went, the history they had in that building. Down 21 in the fourth quarter to come back a win. That was the most surprising. Yesterday was the most fulfilling and rewarding for Dolphins fans. It has to be because, I mean, the Ravens are an inconvenience for Dolphins fans. The Bills are loathed. And you had probably 10 to 15,000 of those blue shirt clad nitwits from Western New York in there making all kinds of ruckus, taking over our city. And at the end of the day, Hard Rock Stadium was a complete dance party. It was electric at the end of that game, and that had to have been the best feeling for Dolphins fans in years.
Yeah, we've been talking about it all morning long, just about the fact that you had 90 plays for that Buffalo offense and, you know, Tua threw 18 passes all game long, and Josh Allen 63. It's just incredible yesterday. What did you think, by the way, of Tua coming back into the game after the back issue in the first half?
Yeah, obviously we all thought he was done because of the optics of it all, him staggering, looking like he didn't know what county he was in, and then going into the locker room. The assumption we all had was concussion, not only done for the day, but probably out for Thursday night's game as well, and you were staring at 2-2 at that point, right? But he obviously went through the entire protocol, got checked out. I know there's some conspiracy theorists out there who think he actually had a concussion when it was not a back injury. But look, there are independent doctors involved in this process. It's not just like it's Mike McDaniel, Chris Greer, and Tua getting together. It's like, hey, how many fingers am I holding up? Okay, you're good to go back in. There is a real process that's involved here. And I think the only mistake the Dolphins made was when they announced it as a head injury, right? They told the announcement in the press box was Tua Tagovailoa, head injury, questionable return. Mm. But there are some logistics involved here where they had to announce that. They had to announce that he was being checked out for concussion because of how he left the game, because he hit his head, because he couldn't get his balance getting back to the huddle. They had to check him for concussion. What they probably should have done, my sense is Tua told him immediately, hey, man, my back locked up. I feel like crap. they should have announced being checked out for a head injury and a back injury. That way, when the surprise he comes back and the surprise, oh no, he never had any kind of real head injury, it would have been a lot easier to digest.
Before the half and at the end of the game, real poor play by the Bills not getting those field goals or field goal attempts in either situation. What were your thoughts on, I mean, they had a zillion yards and marched up and down the field. They went about every stat there was in this game. I was just curious what you thought of clock management, game management before the half and at the end there.
Yeah, I mean, the Bills are clearly the most talented team in the National Football League. They were probably the most talented team in the National Football League last year. And yet they lost in the division round, the playoffs. They've never been to the Super Bowl since Jim Kelly was under center because they blow these game management situations in important times. And you know, certainly with the Chiefs game last year, the defense gave up a billion yards in the last 5 minutes of the game in overtime. That wasn't the case on Sunday. That was the most one-sided loss I've ever seen because you are absolutely right. They ran 51 more plays than the Dolphins, right? They converted over 60% of their third downs.
Right.
They had more than twice as many yards. They had more than twice as many first downs. If not for two or three key plays at key times, this could have been a Bills rout, right? People forget about the Javon Holland strip sack. That was a massive – like, the Bills were rolling at that point. They could have very easily been up 14-0 right there and off to the races. But I kind of think it speaks to the DNA of this team this year, this Dolphins team. And it reminds me a little bit of 2016. Now, I think the offense is much better this year than it was in 16. But you think back then, and they had a first-year head coach with an offensive pedigree, and they won games they probably should know because they handled the situational football. They had massive plays. They had, you know, Jay Ajayi running for a billion yards or whatever it was. And they made the big plays at the crucial time. That's what this team has done so far. I mean, I know the Patriots game wasn't close score-wise, but that was a close game. Like, you're talking two or three plays away from the Dolphins being 0-3 right now. Instead, they're 3-0. Now, I do think on a long enough timeline that could catch up to them, and I think the Bills will win the division. But you're right. The point you make about them kind of screwing up at key times, it's a habit now, right? It hasn't just happened once or twice. They've lost games that they – should have no business losing. Like, the Bills had no business losing that game yesterday. Mm-hmm. And they did because the Dolphins were smart and they were dumb.
Adam, what did you think of the play of Christian Wilkins and Melvin Ingram? I don't know what anyone thought they were going to get out of Melvin Ingram when he signed with his team outside of being the guy in the rotation. But he just seems to be around the ball every time he's in there. And Christian Wilkins, and Joe brought this up earlier this morning, he's the heart and soul of that defense, right?
Yeah, and maybe the intestinal fortitude as well.
Hey,
I wonder
well
what happened
done
at the bottom of that pile with Josh Allen.
Well done.
But that's neither here nor there. I think you make a great point. I mean, to me, Ingram's still in the role that we all thought Jalen Phillips would have. And he's making those plays and always being disruptive. And Phillips has had a couple of plays that you kind of scratch your head and like, what happened there, man? He had another one yesterday. He had one in the Ravens game. I remember vividly. So that Ingram signing could be a low key home run for them late in the free agency process. Like when he signed, when was that, May or June or whatever it was? I thought this was a lotto ticket. I thought he was done. I didn't think he had much left. And hey, we'll bring him to camp and see what we got. Clearly, we were wrong in that evaluation, and he's been a really good player for them.
One last thing on the game yesterday, and I know nobody's going to talk about him, but after the butt punt and the Dolphins got a break, it was a safety instead of a touchdown by where the ball landed. But how about Morstead's punt on the free kick? I mean, it just kicked him right and he said, all right, we got a chance, man. That's as good as you can kick it right there.
Traveled like 70, 75 yards in the air. I mean, it was and the hang time was great. After a safety, if you're the team who forced the safety and you're getting the ball back, you never think you're going to start in the minus 23, right? You think, okay, I'm going to be at worst near the 40, maybe close to midfield. And at that point, like as an observer of the Miami Dolphins for more than a decade now, you had that pit in your stomach, right? It was like this is a Dolphin way to lose a butt punt. And then you give the ball back. You give them a minute and a half because you didn't run the football on third and 11 because you wanted to get out of your own end. So you gave them another free timeout by an incompletion. Josh Allen has a minute 40 seconds. He's only going to need to go 20 yards. They're going to win this game. you're right that it was a huge special teams play to pin them as far back as humanly possible. And then, you know, the Dolphins defense, after being on the field for like 2.5 hours of the 3-hour game, completely bowed up and made the plays they needed.
Adam, short week, Cincinnati on deck Thursday night. What are you expecting to see out of this? I know we're playing with house money now, 3-0, but can I be a pig and say I want 4-0 at this point?
You can do whatever you want. It's your radio show.
Okay.
But I'm a little dubious on this one. The historically, a road team on Thursday night does not play particularly well, and that was yesterday was physically and emotionally draining for everyone in that organization. And they've got to have a game plan in place, like, now, right? I'm sure the coaches didn't sleep at all last night. I don't know how much these guys are practicing. I think they have a walkthrough tomorrow and a practice on Wednesday. It's going to be basically muscle memory of how they play on Thursday. And the good news is the muscle memory at this point for their offense is pretty good, right? I mean, you mentioned they didn't have a lot of chances yesterday, and that skewed the stats. But efficiency-wise, this is the most efficient offense in the National Football League. They are number one in EPA per play. And so you got to think that can travel. But I do have deep concerns about how that defense is going to hold up, particularly after all the snaps they logged yesterday in that just awful heat.
Hey, by the way, got to ask you about Lamar Jackson and the start he's had. Betting on himself, this one's going to be interesting because he's back to run another 100-yard game. What are your thoughts on Lamar and how this thing's going to end up? Because it looks like he's all in. I don't know where he thinks he's going to go. And if he plays the way he's playing right now, the 10 touchdown passes he's run, he's top 5 or 6 in NFL rushing the football, they're not going to let him go.
Yeah, I saw a stat on Twitter, and I think it was from CBS Sports. I'm not sure, so if I mangled it, it's not intentional. But there are, in the history of the National Football League, Lamar Jackson is number one in games with 300 yards. Three touchdown passes and 100 yards rushing. He had it last week. He had it this week. So he has 6 all time of games of 3 touchdown passes and 100 or more yards rushing. You know who's number two on that list? The number two on that list is Lamar Jackson with 2 in the last 8 days. Okay, and everybody else who has any in the history of the National Football League has 1. So he has 6 times as many games of that nature as anybody else in football. We have never seen anything like this. Like, there is no comparison. He is a better passing Mike Vick. He is a better running Randall Cunningham. Like, he is putting it all together. And as you mentioned, he's betting on himself. He's, of course, going to be franchise tagged this next offseason. I'm sure he'd be franchise tagged a second time after that. And then it gets kind of questionable because he might be earning like $75, $80 million a year on that second tag, which is completely crazy to think about. But no, he is way too valuable for any team to ever let go. They've got to figure it out, and I'm sure they will.
Well, then the other guy's off to a great start. I know we talked about Tua's start. How about Jalen Hurts?
Ooh.
How good is that story? He's looking more and more like a franchise QB here, getting ready to get a payday.
Yeah, and he was totally on a bet on myself prove it year, because the Eagles have, you know, they've been pointing towards this 23 draft if Hurts isn't the guy, right? This is going to be his audition. In a lot of ways, it's kind of like Tua. I mean, you went out and get A.J. Brown. You have they have easily the best personnel in the NFC. Like, that is the best roster in the NFC. The only question has been going into this season, is the quarterback able to get it done? And you're absolutely right. He's playing under control. He's playing within himself. And he is just torching dudes. I think – sometimes the records early in the season are misleading. Like, the Broncos are a bad 2-1 team. I don't think anyone can disagree that that's not a good team right now. They just happen to have won 2 games. Same with the Chicago Bears. The Philadelphia Eagles are a damn good 3-0 football team. And the way that this is playing out, you know, I know the Bucs are going to get healthy and they might get back into it and all that. But, you know, it looks like anything short of the conference championship appearance for the Eagles this year would be a disappointment, because that is a really, really good team, and their quarterback's a big reason why.
Yeah, the personnel on that team, we saw it up close and personal down here for a couple joint practices. Beasley, we appreciate the time as always.
Thanks, Adam.
We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, fellas.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.